Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula. Hope you are having a lovely Wednesday. And it has been a fun week, obviously, because the Texans got a victory this week. But we're starting to see moving and a shaking.
Yeah, man.
The New York Jets continue to, you know, dominate headlines because Aaron Rodgers was doing stuff. They fired the head coach. And they added a high-level wide receiver, Davante Adams. Went from Las Vegas, smooth across the country, to the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. And so that is an interesting thing.
Well,
that
he
is
was there already, but...
Oh, sure. Physically, he was there, but on a payroll, his checks will now be signed by Woody Johnson as opposed to Mark Davis. Mm-hmm. So that's a difference there. He moves. Another big move that happens soon thereafter, almost, I imagine, honestly, in some level of association, is that the Buffalo Bills, I'm assuming because they could not get Davante Adams, were like, hey, Cleveland, you want to give us a wide receiver for a good deal?
It was cheaper.
Yeah, it was. It was cheaper.
Yeah. Money-wise, cheaper. Yeah.
Money-wise, cheaper. Probably asset-wise, cheaper. That might be another reason, mind you, that Jerry Jones is upset, because people were bringing up the fact that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys traded him to Cleveland for, I think, a fifth-round pick.
Fifth or
and
sixth.
Cleveland got a third-round pick from the, from the Bills for, which, hey, that's tough. Yeah. But, yeah, they make a move.
Who's
for
the GM
a wide receiver.
Again?
Of which team?
Cowboys.
I can give you the owner, the GM, and some other people at the same one fell swoop. Yeah. But, yeah. Movers and moving and shaking happening as we, you know, we're getting a couple weeks out from the trade deadline in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And that naturally, if you're bringing it back home, points to the idea that, hey, there people are making moves. Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Should you and would you get involved? And so I'm interested. Do you think that the Texans should get involved in the trade, you know, trade of it all, right? The trade market ahead of the deadline. And if they were to, what is the power ranking of needs here?
Yeah, look, first of all, not only do I think they should, I think they will, and I think they know that, you know, because they know that old, you know, axiom, saying, belief that, man, we got a chance here. You know, they see 5-1. they see what's in front of them. They know that they're the second seed right now in the AFC. And the old line is, when you have a chance to win something, and it's right in front of you, you do everything you possibly can to help that cause. And so everything they could possibly do to help that cause is to bring in those extra little pieces, those little cherries on top, mm-hmm. so to speak. Not only do I think they should, I think they know that and they will.
That's interesting.
I think they absolutely will.
All right, so if they're adding... And you used a very interesting phrase, little cherries on top, which doesn't, I don't think it shows your hand in this way. So I'm going to tease it out a little bit further then. Do you think we're talking high level, or do you think we're talking kind of low level, mid level, maybe even using the word depth here? Because I know Jonathan Emma Alexander, he did a little bit, he does his weekly mailbag, and within his mailbag this week, he was talking about the idea of trade deadline. And his personal opinion is that they won't make a major deal. If they do, it's probably something on the lower or low, you know, kind of outer fringes in some ways, depth-wise.
I think it's going to come down to a very specific thing, and it might be a high-level player or a mid-level player, but I think it's going to come down to need. Like I said, the cherry on top is, hey, man, we got a pass rush, we got a defense, we believe in our running game, we got a quarterback, love our receivers, Where do we need it? Well, that's an easy answer to me.
Okay.
One of them might be a little bit of a surprise to some people, but you know, I think the obvious ones are going to be cornerback. We don't know what Kamari Lassiter's situation is.
We don't, and we've gotten a little bit more information from Aaron Wilson of KPRC2. He is pointing to sources that are telling him that Texans rookie corner Kamari Lassiter, who has a scapular fracture, is expected to be out for a few more games. What does that actually mean? I'm not certain. But a few more games. There's an S on there, so more than just this upcoming game at Green Bay. And I don't know if you are also the same level of stickler of words. Few meaning more than a couple.
No, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe you miss Kamari Lassiter for three more games. Like, that is significant, but how significant when you consider the longest, you know, the larger scale of things. All right, there's that. He also adds that Jimmy Ward is going to miss this game, but he's missing this one game. So you mentioned cornerback. Do you think that extends further to defensive back?
Yes.
Because safeties is also there.
I think safeties is a possibility, but the second one I'm thinking is linebacker. Azeez Al-Shaair had an injury. We don't know the extent of it. Henry Toto'o is in concussion protocol. We don't know how long that's going to be. Christian Harris, I mean.
They'll let us know. They'll let us know. In fact, Nick Caserio, when talking to Payne and Pendergast earlier today, and this is cut 3-fig, was asked specifically about Christian Harris. And I thought that he gave us, while not giving us a lot more, I think he gave it to us in maybe a little bit more of a palatable way.
This has kind of been a little bit of a tricky one, Seth, if I'm being honest with you. So, you know, I think there's been some stops and starts. I mean, he was available, then he wasn't, and then he was back. And then I think that kind of second go around, we kind of figured he was going to probably be out there for a period of time, but it's hard to put a timetable on anything. So, I mean, we'll kind of take it one day at a time, one week at a time. And, you know, when a player's available, then he'll be available and he'll be on the field. So, I mean, I think we understood that there was going to be a period of time that we were going to have Christian, I mean, which is one of the reasons that we put him on DFR to start the season. So, kind of taking 1 week at a time, and when he's available, you know, hopefully he can help us. And, you know, but like I said, I'm not going to put any particular timetable on that one because it's really not fair to anybody involved.
Yeah, and that doesn't sound any better than what D'Amico said.
Didn't give us a lot, but
one week at a time.
I did find it interesting that at least in some ways he fessed up, and maybe that's not the right way of saying it, to the idea that they expected him to miss a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Right? And to me, I heard that not just as we put him on IR and we knew that he was going to miss that amount of time, but like, hey, we knew he was going to miss
more.
And that's where we are at this point.
So,
right?
So clearly, cornerback, you need a cornerback.
You need a cornerback already. We've already talked about how, you know, a lot of praise for Jalen Petrie and what he's been able to do, finding a better role for himself, and I guess to the team for finding a better role for him.
But Murray, safety, if you want to go there.
Yeah, like.
Cornerback D'Angelo Ross.
Situation.
Kudos, good job.
Yeah.
But you need a cornerback.
Right.
The cherry on top to be a contender. You need a cornerback, and I think the same fits with linebacker.
Especially when you start talking about the higher levels of this, you know, outer reaches, and once you get into contending type things, and you sift out the chaff of the league, and you're playing against the best of the best, the creme de la creme. Now you're dealing with teams that are going to be able to attack you in all those various ways, including, you know, in the slot and those types of things, and then also over the top and safety. I mentioned Jimmy Ward will miss one more game, but how confident are you that that'll be the last game that Jimmy Ward misses this season? On top of the fact that I think some people have had questions of Jimmy Ward's effectiveness on the field at times.
For sure. And to be clear, you know, my point is this, like at linebacker, at cornerback, at safety, you can honestly say, you know what, we're pretty good. We can get by with this. But if you're a contender, you don't want to be just pretty good, and you don't want to just get by. You know, you need guys that can put you over the top. And so that's why I think, those positions are definitely in play, and I think they will be in play.
But what's interesting here is the three positions that we talked about, these are all positions where we're talking depth-wise, right, as opposed to high level. Now, maybe the closest that you get to that is cornerback because you already didn't have a lot of depth. It's interesting that we've mentioned only defense as well.
Well,
do you have any feeling offensively?
Kind of. And it's a reach. I'll tell you that up front. How are we feeling about tight end?
Wow.
How are we feeling about tight end?
I mean, particularly this week, a little shaky, but that's because Dalton Schultz had a week where there were some drops, and I think there's some questions about like his demeanor on the field generally. But
even depth, like Cade Stover, all due respect, is on the rookie curve.
Yeah.
He's playing like a rookie. Up one day, maybe a play here, a play there, then gets destroyed. And Seth talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
You can't make a living with Cade Stover blocking guys.
Especially not with in the Wham situation. And I think that's more about, hey, they're just going to have to offensive line get better in the primary focus of your running, which is outside zone, you know? That's interesting. I don't know if that'll be something there.
I don't know if anything's out there.
I thought you might go offensive line, which is even more fraught because offensive line is where you've had maybe some issues, and then also Tyus Howard has had some nagging injuries. Mm-hmm. You have the ankle with Laramie that you're dealing with, and you have one swing tackle in Blake Fisher, who is also a rookie, who has acquitted himself fairly well, but, you know, it's possible that you have more work. The only thing that I have there, and the reason why I mentioned that it's fraught, is offensive line is not really a position that gets traded. That is one of the positions in the NFL where there's not enough of, right? There's not enough starting quarterbacks in the league, which is why there is, kind of the clamoring to grab one and hold on to one when you get one. And there's also, if there's a position that's like that, it's offensive linemen. There's not enough offensive linemen in this league, and you would be hard-pressed to not only find a team that has extra ones, but then find a team that has extra ones that they're also willing to come off of for a deal that is reasonable.
Exactly.
And
as much as, like, we can say, you know, offensive line, I think it's safe to say that they feel pretty good about their line. The Texans do. I don't know if they feel pretty good about their tight ends. And that's kind of what made me, and again, that wouldn't be my prediction, would be cornerback and linebacker and safety.
Yeah, I think.
But if we're stretching it a little bit here, I don't know how good they feel about the tight ends, especially compared to the start of the season.
Yeah, but I think that then, that's a fair point. I don't want to ignore that. I think that then the next question is how not good, for lack of, you'd think I'd be able to talk, but whatever. That's the word I'm giving you. How not good. Deal with it. But how not good do you feel about it? Is it to the level where you actually going to make a deal about it? And I don't know if that's the case. British Brooks is on IR. Mm-hmm. Maybe they feel like we can make this work until Brooks comes back and he can come back into that fullback role, because you ended up with Kendrick Green doing fullback things.
Thank you.
Not well, right? Like there was a lot of instances where, going back and looking at some of those, where you have Damon Pierce with a big old dude at his feet before he even gets into the hole. And that's not really conducive to what you're trying to do. That's not really fullback what you're trying to do there. And so you're trying to find some of that, but I don't know if you're going to go and make a move for somebody that gives you some fullback things.
And you say that, and I get it, but again, I go back to, you're a contending team.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like that NBA mentality. They do it a lot more in the NBA. We need one more piece, you know, to make our run, you know, as they say in the end. Got to make that run. It's the same thing here. Like they're good. They're going to be in contention all year long just because of what they have already. But how are we going to get over the top here? You know, and that's why I think, you know, certainly on the defensive side, you know, they could do that. But maybe in a place or two offensively, and I'm looking at the tight end position.
All right, some potential names. Let's recklessly speculate in some ways for potential names that could possibly be looked at by the Texans with this rough outline that we have sketched out for the team. Tight end. We've talked about how Amari Cooper, we mentioned earlier, he got traded. And that, to me, I don't know if I have the absolute lock on this, but that, to me, made it seem like the Browns are willing to get to this place where they're letting go of the reins, letting go of the rope a little bit on this season. If that's the case, does David Njoku interest you at all? David Njoku has had some injury issues, but he is a really strong guy.
He's a big dude.
Big dude.
Yeah.
And he is a pretty good tight end. Would that be something that you'd be interested in at all? Or does that feel like a poor allocation of funds considering what you're doing?
To put you over the top with the experience.
Does that put you over the top, though?
If you think he can fit a defined role at tight end for you. I mean, look, Dalton Schultz is not going anywhere.
No, and I think that makes that more complicated to look
but
at.
But how are you feeling about Tarantino? You know,
That is Tegan Quatoriano. We know his name. We respect his name.
So maybe there. Like I said, you're looking for tweaks, man. You're looking for that cherry on top.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the right one.
I don't know, but
I don't even know if offense is the place where
defense is where I'm looking. But yeah. if you ask the question, what about offense? I'm looking there more than anywhere else.
All right, let's move to the more important part. It's kind of funny that we're talking about the potential of making moves being on the defensive side, considering how good the defense has been overall. But I think it's because you have dealt with some injuries and injuries that you don't have all of the clarity on.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the names that keeps coming up, we mentioned safety, and that seems like a place where you need kind of rotation pieces generally.
Mm-hmm.
Buda Baker, safety for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like he could be parted with. Is that one that interests you?
Right now, I'm at a place where, you know, first of all, you trust, you know, Nick Caserio on these things and D'Amico Ryans. But for me personally, I want more. More of everything, please. You know, because this isn't
a glutton for football players.
This isn't the 2021, you know, Texans. You know, I can't emphasize that enough. Maybe we're just conditioned to not, you know, really want to add those final pieces because we've very rarely been there as a city with our football team. But yes, more of it. How does it grab you? Because I yes.
What's interesting is he, in some ways, feels like he profiles kind of like Jimmy Ward, where a little bit more box safety than covered safety than you think. If mm-hmm. you think, obviously, he can do that, right? He's exists in this league in a way. And if you're going one to one kind of there, I could see that. I just wonder if that is that too high. Again, the comparison of guys at the top of the roster versus guys that are more depth pieces. He feels like he's more of a top of the roster guy. And then at that point, if and when Jimmy Ward is fully healthy, then what does that shift? Or does that push Eric Murray out of a space, although Eric Murray is more your free safety? And then all of those questions that arise, I wonder how much that helps. But that would be a good safety that could add into it. I think that is a place. I'm not sure if Buda Baker is the right answer, but he's a high-level player. And mm-hmm. I know when you can get into that gluttony of, hey, it's a good player, my eyes go up. Another name that comes up, and I believe it was CBS Sports that threw this one out there, mm-hmm. Jonathan Jones, of the Patriots, a team that you just saw.
Yeah.
Cornerback who's capable of playing, playing pretty well.
That ties back to Lassiter and some of the coverages and the nickel coverages you're going to be in, et cetera. And you just had a really up close and good look at him.
Yeah. And
J.J. Watt played tight end in college.
That's where we end the segment.
Yeah, JJ, out with a break.
We was doing so well.
We were doing well.
Yeah, and 713, Buda Baker's another Petrie, can't cover either. And I'm not going to say that he can't cover, but he's definitely more of a run-stopper hitter, that type of thing as well. People are mentioning fullback. If you're looking for that, why not bring back Andrew Beck? Well, I mean.
Yeah.
We'll see. Look, even though Lopez completely torpedoed the end of that segment, we'll bring up the vibes again by giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. Caller number...
let's say 9.
Caller number 9. Yeah. Right now, 713-572-4610 will win a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops and the opportunity to be entered to win a drawing to win a grill.
A brand new grill.
Grill shop at the end of the season. And Lopez will make his way out.
Yeah, I'll bring a case of OG sauce too.
All of that. So yeah. Caller number 9 right now. Was that the number that
you
we said?
You cook the ribs, I'll bring the sauce.
Right, I want to make sure I said the right number. Caller number 9, 713-572-4610 is the winner. Coming up next, we'll get into our lunchtime confessions as we typically do during this time on Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Go 610.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
FOMO, man. FOMO can get you when you least expect it. And that's my first confession. I never watch preseason NBA, ever. Ever. It's worse than the NFL. I'd rather see what they're...
What's the difference between NBA preseason and NFL preseason? Nothing.
NBA preseason, you get the starters longer.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, you do get starters.
That's true.
But...
I thought that's what we was here for.
I'm all about rotations and what they're going to be doing and how they're going to implement this player versus that player. I don't care about preseason NBA. But I checked in on it last night.
Oh, is that because of me?
I think it was the Reggie Atitula effect.
He got me too, man.
He did? Really?
You got me with the WNBA.
Oh, okay. I got you.
First game of the finals.
I've often said I was a trendsetter.
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I doing?
I'm missing something. Yeah. Apparently, I was missing a good game.
Yeah, you were missing a good game. Sometimes you're not missing. Sometimes I'm just a sicko and I enjoy these things. So
I think you can overinterpret preseason NBA.
Sure, which I might
be
doing.
Have you been on Rockets Twitter?
Oh, yeah. They overinterpret everything.
Man.
Yeah. Everything. But I'm like, I'm watching this, and I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I watching this? But,
good thing is, if they doing good, you'd be like, yeah, see?
See, that's the waste.
If they doing bad, then, guys, just preseason.
Yeah. Got me.
Quit overreacting.
That's the beauty of it.
He got me.
Hope springs eternal at the start of a season, don't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. It was fun.
Watch this.
Shout out to everybody in Houston, and I mean generally in Texas. This cold front came through.
How about that?
Cold front came through.
A little frisky.
It is currently like 65 out with a high of 72. Mm-hmm. Like it is. If you are watching on the YouTube or the Twitch, you will see that I got my nice orange. You mentioned WNBA hoodie that feels like your favorite aunt giving you a hug.
Yeah.
So it's nice and you know, you get an opportunity to do that. And I know a lot of people are appreciating this weather.
Mm-hmm.
But I am such a sicko.
How's
maybe,
that?
Maybe a child that's used to playing outside in 100-degree weather and jeans. But I'd still take yesterday's 97,
oh, for sure.
Today's 73 every day.
It's nice.
Really?
Now, hold on.
Wait a minute.
It is nice time you get a cold front.
I know, right?
The first time you get a cold front, I appreciate it.
I know,
take
right?
95 over 72?
I would.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I am not well. I understand that.
I'm with you.
Now, of course, not if it was a different 72. This one in particular where it was like really, it's really still been a brisk 60s and it's mid-60s for most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's more of like this, the highest 73 or 72 or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always love the first cold front.
But then after a while, I'm like, nah, give me
to me, fun. this is perfect weather because I'm a hoodie guy. I love wearing hoodies.
Yeah.
I can't wear a hoodie in 95 degrees.
Fair.
But this one, like, if I could put a hoodie on, like, I'd take this weather.
No. I don't think you understand. You're in the majority.
Yeah.
Most people agree with you.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would say y'all are the same ones.
Mm-hmm. And you can,
I'm not.
And you can kind of go both ways, though. Like, I ain't wear a hoodie. I just wore a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, I could get away with that in 72. Or I could wear a hoodie in 72.
Yes.
But I would take this over 95, man.
Some like it hot. I am a part of that some. And I recognize all of the issues that we're dealing with the weather and such over time.
I think y'all just being from Texas, y'all spoiled.
That's right.
Yes.
72
absolutely.
Is perfect, man.
And spoiled isn't even the word that I would use. But I am in that place where I realized that this morning as I was walking away.
Like, we can't complain about 72.
No, absolutely not.
God,
I'm not complaining. Yeah, no, this is great. I just personally would agree with warmer even.
Watch this.
So this morning when I woke up, I usually check my phone to kind of see, you know, what the hell everybody talking about. Didn't even realize that BET Hip Hop Awards was on last night.
Why are they doing that in the middle of the week?
I have no idea.
What happened to Sunday?
To make things worse, people were crapping on the BET the Hip Hop Awards so bad. They even mentioned how, I guess, they didn't have it in like a venue or arena. They say it was in a club. What?
Gross.
It was in a club. It was no BET ciphers, and that's the one thing the hip hop the hip hop awards is known for is the BET ciphers, where you got rapping and, you know, cipher rapping. It was none of that, and it was actually in a club in Vegas, as far like bottle service and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was barely celebrities there, reportedly on.
Well, that sounds like a program that's dying. To me,
it sounds like they need a little money.
Yeah, sounds like a program.
Nah,
dying.
I felt sad, and I didn't even feel pressure to try to go back to see what happened.
Yeah,
it was bad, man.
That's sad. Well,
watch this.
Yeah. These are my confessions. Call me old.
Okay, you're old.
You're old.
Now what?
I don't care.
Okay,
those strobe lights that are
Boo!
Sweeping.
Boo this
sweeping
man.
The nation.
Boo this man.
Every time a home college football team scores a touchdown, that is so irritating when you're watching on TV.
Boo this man.
Have you noticed this, Figgy?
Boo
like it goes
this
dark
man.
And then strobe and then dark. I'm like, dude, I get it. You know, you want it's for the fans in the stadium, but there are millions of people watching TV.
Boo this
millions
man.
Of people. That is so. And I cannot be the only person that gets irritated by those strobe lights.
And all of y'all are wrong together.
I don't get irritated from it. It don't bother me. And you got some teams in the NFL that do that when they score. They just go black.
It's mostly a college thing. Is it? Are there NFL teams?
I'm trying to think.
I don't know if the Ravens do
but,
that.
But, dude, it's rampant football.
Yeah, not every team, but a couple teams.
Those night games, especially, like we were watching.
For sure.
And then they turn it dark and light. And I'm like, dude, I just want to watch this, you know, wait, celebration, whatever.
You acknowledge the reason why this happens. Because it's cool as hell in the stadium.
Yes, but.
And when it comes to the lights, they worried about the people
worried
in the stadium.
They worried about the stadium experience.
That's,
they ain't worried about
70,000 people.
They ain't worried
maybe 100,000 people.
That's a lot of people to be.
7 million people watch that, I believe.
They don't work
Oregon,
for the TV
Ohio
people.
State game.
They don't work for the TV
hey,
people.
Hey, we ain't worried
Where
about.
Do they, where's their bread buttered?
Hey.
They don't work for the TV people.
They ain't worried about your old ass.
You still watching the game.
Give it up, old man.
Honestly, once that ball crossed the goal line, yeah. You looked at your phone anyways. You weren't even still looking at it.
I was, because it's irritating as hell. Like, there were 7 million people watching saying, come on, man.
You be all right.
Come on, man.
8-3-2 mentions they do it in baseball, too. That is correct.
They
and
did.
I have a strong
Astros
feeling.
Astros, when they hit a home run, well. Yeah.
Those strobe lights are so.
And I bet it's fun as hell in the arena. And you know what? In the arena, in the stadium,
if I'm in the
park,
arena, I would appreciate it.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I think that that's the part that matters, because you enjoy the broadcast if they hype in there. So do the things to get the people
hype. You can be
hype
without the stupid, irritating strobe lights.
So you want it just bright as ever. Nothing
yes,
happening.
Absolutely. He do said, it during introductions. I'm good with that.
He said his glasses can't handle that on and off.
My cataracts.
You know what? He really is old, because it sounds a lot like in or out. But don't be opening my door and letting on my AC out.
That ain't an old thing.
Or why they got the music so loud.
I guarantee you.
They cut the music down.
No, that's a homeowner thing. Figure you're going to be doing that next week. Hey, close the door. Letting all the air conditioning out.
I don't pay the air conditioning.
Yes,
the
that's
neighborhood.
Not an old, that's not an old thing.
It's not running in and out, running up my light.
That's right.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Lopez mentioned that I did indeed attend Rockets Pels last night at Toyota Center. And I mentioned this when we talked to Spo earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Reed Shepherd in person is different. And for one, like, just, you know, his sense on the court was cool. He gave us a dunk, which was cool. And that also leads to his confession, which, oh, he is about to be super fan favorite, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is about to be super fan favorite. Them 15 jerseys are going to be everywhere.
He checks all the boxes.
Yes, he sure does. Yes, he sure does. He's fun. He's scrappy. He gives you highlights. He has confidence. Like, mm-hmm. He brought the ball down one time. And, like, early on in the shot clock, drives right to the free throw line mm-hmm. and pulls up and jumper. And I'm like, oh. It's like that. And yes, apparently it is like that.
Yeah.
In addition to looking the part. So shout out to Reed Shepherd. And I look forward to you being the fan favorite of fan favorites for at the very, very least the next couple of years.
100%.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So former President Jimmy Carter just turned 100 years old on October the 1st. And they showed a video of his family. I guess it was his family pretty much rolled him out.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta confess, I will fight all of my family if y'all roll me out of bed like that, man. Hey, salute to him for getting to 100 years old. That's probably a goal for anybody to maybe make it to 100.
Mm-hmm.
But man, don't show me off like that, man. I don't never want to go out like that.
At least this is so bad.
Look, like I said, salute to him.
Here it comes. It came into my mind.
I never want to.
So I'm gonna say it.
All right.
At least close his mouth. He was lying there with his mouth open. I get it. I think he wanted to go vote, right? I seen something like that.
I don't know if that's true.
He was
true
on
or
a
not.
Stretcher.
Yeah.
Reggie's so uncomfortable right now.
I'm going to look at the camera to talk to my family, man.
Oh, wow. Don't right to the camera.
Don't let me go out like this, man. Pull the plug.
Wow.
If I get that bad, pull the plug.
That man did an audio DNR right here on In the Loop. That's crazy.
I don't know, man.
Nah.
Look, salute to him.
Yes.
Salute, but I don't ever want to go out like that.
You have anything
man.
To say, Reggie?
no.
It was just a thought. Like if I'm laying on a stretcher and my mouth is agape, I'd at least close my mouth.
So
just show an old picture of me, man.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
say I'm still here. Yeah. Don't put me out in public like that, man. I'm saying that right now as a 36-year-old guy.
Yeah.
If I ever make it to that age and look like I'm in rough shape, mm-hmm. Don't put me out there like that.
Honestly,
man.
I thought you were gonna go the entire way where you were like, if I'm you know living like that, just go ahead and let me go.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'm down with that too.
Yeah.
I'm down with that too, man. He lived a great life.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. I think I'll stop.
Thank you. Excellent. That's wonderful. 713. They said Jerry Jones ain't too far off that old man. Man, first of all, like 20 years, and second of all, I'm pretty sure Jerry Jones won't die until that. Jerry Jones,
yeah.
He lives such a life. I think he drinks exclusively Johnny Walker Blue,
mm-hmm.
and still out here kicking. Like
yeah.
I don't know that he has the habits of somebody that I would anticipate lived long, and yet still here he is.
Yep.
So shout out to that. Yes, Figgy is indeed 36. You're 36!
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? No? Okay,
no,
I'll show you in a break.
Yeah.
It's cool. But there you go. Those are our lunchtime confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Coming up next, let's do a little bit of NFL overreaction or not for week 6. We'll do that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yep, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula. We are in the loop. You're in the loop too by hanging out with us on this Wednesday. Appreciate you doing just that. Let's get into some overreactions or not from the NFL Week 6 games. And let's begin here. Obviously, one of the more gruesome things that happened during Week 6 was as the Detroit Lions were whooping that behind,
mm-hmm.
They lost. Aiden Hutchinson, their incredible defensive end standout. And overreaction or not, the Lions Super Bowl chances have completely come to zero after losing Aiden Hutchinson for likely the end of the season.
Completely, absolutely an overreaction.
Okay.
They've taken a hit, right?
Oh, a huge one.
They've taken a hit.
He matters a big deal to what they do defensively.
Yeah, but I think they're still going to be there at the end now. Are they going to be able to win those games? You know, that got them to the NFC Championship game last year. That's the question. No, it's a hit, but I don't think they're completely derailed. They're too good, man. Whew, they got a squad in Detroit.
They are. I wonder, as we talk about kind of trade deadline as mm-hmm. it approaches
yeah.
in the next few weeks, if
yeah.
they're going to be
Redick.
Involved. That was one of the ones that came to mind. I think mm-hmm. I brought that up with UMB Scott
mm-hmm.
Yesterday, is the idea of, hey, maybe something like that ends up popping up, or you know, maybe that's the way that they go about it. But yeah, maybe they try and replace him. But he was
mm-hmm.
that's a tough one to replace, as we mentioned, right? He was the leader in odds when it came to defensive player of the year to that point. And now, I mean, they seem to be holding out hope that he will return at
they
some point
that,
this season. But
boy, that was gruesome.
Yeah, that's one of those things where I take with a grain of salt, where I'm like, okay, if you say so, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to be holding my breath in that regard. All right, more overreaction or not? Somebody said they just signed a veteran defensive end. They'll be fine. Okay, we'll see. But veteran defensive end, I think it's very easy to say it's not Aiden Hutchinson as he was playing thus far. But we'll see ultimately what the Lions look like. In fact, we'll see them up close here not too long from now. But overreaction or not, Lopez, and listener, again, 713-572-4610 is the place you can get involved. The Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, will go undefeated for the rest of the regular season, which obviously includes a game against your Texans.
That's my answer. No, that's an overreaction. I think the Ravens, they've got it going on with Derrick Henry, who just goes on forever. I've said it before.
Derrick Henry picks up another AFC Offensive Player of the Week, mind
you. They kind of look scary,
that
man.
That dude's from another planet. I've said that before, I know.
And they always had a good running squad.
Yeah.
They never had. I don't remember a running back doing that for them.
No.
In a long time.
They're probably, if you had to, like, take away, you know, the back-to-back Super Bowls, you know, just looked at this year, they're probably a bigger threat right now than the Chiefs are.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Do they sit as the best team in your minds in the NFL right now? Because that's the kind of thing that you think about when you have that kind of question is, they're not going to lose again? Are we talking about them as, like, being easily the best team that they come up against all the way across this?
They do for me. And that's, like, more than all due respect to the Chiefs. I mean, we know what they can do. Especially when you start counting them out or thinking, maybe they're vulnerable or whatever. We know what they can do. But I still think if you just, like, in a bubble, take 2024, I think the Ravens are a better team.
Man, likewise. I thought that was the thing for me that was fascinating, not about this week, but the week prior against the Bengals. They kind of did a little comeback work, which is the thing that, and it was a passing comeback work, and the thing that people kind of lobbied as, one of the deficiencies in Lamar Jackson's game is he's not really built to be a come from behind team. And they went ahead and they did that. Now, whatever you want to say about the Bengals, you can. But that is interesting that it seems like that's another thing that they've added to the gauntlet, another stone, so to say. So, yeah, I found that to be interesting. It might be an overreaction to go just that far, but I think that highlights.
No, they're going to lose, but I think they're the team to beat.
Yeah, that highlights maybe just how good they've been. All right, more overreaction or not. 832, going back to the Lions, one said that they should trade for Max Crosby. Would be interesting. He definitely has that attitude and that edge that Dan Campbell seems to like.
Boy, he's got Lions written all over him.
Doesn't he?
Man.
He got some bites and kneecap to him.
I like that. I don't necessarily like it like in terms of like football-wise, but why didn't I think of that? That's he's got Lion written all over.
That got me thinking about the next season.
Yeah.
So if it's him, man.
Oh, boy, that's scary. I don't like what you just did there. That's scary.
Yeah.
I kind of don't want that to happen.
Well, speaking of the Lions in the division that they play in, overreaction or not, Lopez, all four NFC North teams will reach the playoffs this year.
Is that possible? Can that happen?
I mean, it's the best records, right?
Because it's three wild card spots.
Yeah.
Is it three wild card?
Yeah.
They would have to take the entire
The rest of the rest of the conference would have to kind of crater behind the division winners.
It makes it tough because you beat up against each other just by the nature of playing.
So everybody had to go 1-1.
You got six games,
You have to go whoop up on the rest of the league that you play against.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say overreaction, but it's definitely a compliment to
kind of want to see it happen.
Yeah, to what that division's doing.
Yeah, man, that it does feel like a little bit of a stretch, but, I mean, we're far out to where just imagining it seems wild.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I mean, we mentioned, like, all of the teams in the division are above 500, and like we mentioned,
they have four wins or more.
All of them have four wins or more, including the Bears with Caleb Williams, who is seeming to come into his own already. And then on top of that, they all have the four highest point differentials in the league. Like, if you took it from that perspective, I could see how you get to that place where you're like, ooh, this could be really interesting there. This one feels like it's easy, but I'm going to say it anyways just because I want the good vibes. You know how sometimes it's just like, I want the tinglies. overreaction or not, the Texans will be the first team to clinch their division.
Not an overreaction. Just a garbage, all due respect, division.
You can't. That's not how that works. That's not how that works. Because the all due respect there is absolutely none.
You said it in the nice
way. The respect that is due there when you said all due respect is absolutely none.
This division is garbage, all due respect, outside of the Texans. That's not an overreaction.
Yeah, this division, you are running all over them. The one team that can maybe keep this interesting is the Colts. As far as like making sure that the Texans don't clinch it really early.
Yeah.
They gotta have Joe Flacco starting.
Yeah, I was like, that's the thing is, are they gonna keep going with that? And then they're also running up on, this is the schedule that the Colts have. Obviously, they have the Dolphins this week. Then of course you get the, they'll play here in Houston in a couple weeks. Vikings, Bills, Jets, Lions.
Oh, they'll clinch before the Lions.
It gets real rough for them boys real quick, don't it?
They'll clinch before the Lions. And plus, they'll have a 2-0 lead on Indy after they play them here. You know, they'll have the decided edge.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
On Indy. Yeah. So
if they handle business.
Hell, they might clinch in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and mark that for me. We want to be able to play that back later. But yeah, no, I understand what you're going for then. I kind of agree. All right. Some more overreaction or not here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Overreaction or not, this is the best rookie quarterback class ever.
Man, I didn't think so. Ever? No, not ever. 83, you know, yeah, I know, old school.
No, look,
way
man.
Back machine, but very much acknowledged.
The word ever came
in modern time.
Well, that's modern time. What are you doing to me?
Come on.
What are you doing?
All right, what if I shifted this to since the turn
since,
of the
since
century?
The 2000s.
Yeah, since 2000.
I'm thinking.
Because what we have here is, you don't even have to think about Bo Nix, but Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels obviously has just been straight up hooping. And Caleb Williams, as we mentioned, kind of rounding into his own also. Then you had, like, Drake May and his first start looked like he might have something.
Oh, they got something. Yeah. I said that the other day. They absolutely have something going on with Drake May. I think you caught him at a good time. Man, I'm looking at a list right now.
You're not feeling it?
2012 was pretty strong.
Hell, if you look at that, was it 2018? The one with Baker Mayfield?
Well,
at the double back to that one.
2012, now they've fallen off, but for a good while there, in most cases, Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin, Kirk Cousins.
That was a solid one. That was a really good one early, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, it is a salute, especially coming in. Like, we thought this was a pretty good class, but they're delivering in a way that we were kind of wondering that early on. And then you also had J.J. McCarthy, who didn't even get to play.
It's still a lot of TBD.
I think it's an overreaction, but I'm not going to say, like, we're talking in 2 years that it's not one of the best since the 2000s.
All right, I'm going to do another one of these overreactions or nots that's going to make us scratch our heads and try and think back. Overreaction or not, Derrick Henry is having the greatest season for any running back in his 30s.
Whew. How old was...
I'm about to say Adrian Peterson.
Adrian
Peterson just kept doing it.
He's in play.
He just kept doing it.
What about Terrell Davis?
He didn't have a long stint, did he, Terrell Davis?
Yeah. He would be one I think might be in the mix, and this is all off the top of my head.
Yeah, you're the OG. That's why.
I would say he's in play as well.
Terrell Davis didn't even play into his 30s.
He didn't?
No, because I remember when he went into the Hall of Fame.
I knew he retired relatively early, but
he was one of those guys that
30s.
Didn't get a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just, again, highlighting just
he's in the mix.
It did not feel like Derrick Henry would have, even if you were like, hey, he is still worth getting out here.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, but it'd probably be somewhat diminished to what level?
Because he also kind of looked like he had lost a little bit last year.
Which, again, I think you point right over to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have nothing around that man, did you?
Yeah.
Y'all were just having him carrying stuff on his back. Frank Gore comes to mind.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know if Frank Gore, he had longevity.
He was just productive.
I don't know if he had like this kind of season. Like Derrick Henry looks like a
How old was Barry Sanders when he retired? Because he was still balling.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, he was still balling.
Did he make it to his 30s?
I think he was early 30s. And he had a really good season. Even that was part of the big surprise there. He was 30, ran for 1,500 yards, 1,491.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
In 1998.
That's the one right there.
In 16 games.
There you go. A little NFL overreaction or not here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we got a little treat. Let's talk to a very good feature writer, but the author of Dream, The Life and Legacy of Hakeem Olajuwon. Her name is Miren Fader. We'll discuss with her the book and what went into the process next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.